Hello, I'm Rachel Jones for the Finance News Network. Joining me today from Cyclopharm is CEO and Managing Director James McBride. James, welcome back to FNN.
Thanks, Rachel. Great to be here.
Now, first up, James, can you tell us about your good news about the phase trial for Technogas in the US?
Thanks, Rachel. I guess second only to our submission that we made, our NDA submission earlier this year to the FDA, this is probably the single most important announcement the company's ever made. The successful outcome of this trial, as is deemed by the Data Monitoring Committee, was several years in development and quite frankly, decades in the making.
And so what does this mean for the phase three trial?
Well, it means, in short, we'll be able to terminate it because of success. The phase three trial was designed as a comparative to a product that's available in the U.S. It was a non-inferiority study that was supposed to go to 240 patients. Given what was happening in the United States with COVID-19, it wasn't likely that we would have gotten to the full 240 in a reasonable amount of time. We'd already gotten to 204. The FDA had asked us to form this data monitoring committee, blinded to the data, so that we couldn't be biased by the process. And because of the successful outcome, because of the fact that we reached its primary endpoints, and now that we've unblinded that data, we now are confirmed that we've actually met the secondary endpoints as well. We've notified the clinical trial sites that we're planning on terminating the study itself, and we'll be closing those sites out in a very orderly way. In parallel with that, we'll finalize the report, bring in both the safety data that we've been collecting all along, and combine that with the efficacy data and submit that as an addendum to our new drug application that they're currently reviewing.
And James, now let's go back to your US FDA application. What's next? And when do you expect to get final approval on that?
Well, the review date for the FDA hasn't changed. They've given us to the end of March 2021. That's called a PDUFA date. They have certain targets internally and KPIs that they put upon themselves to review these types of files. And so that's our target date. We're working toward that date. I've been impressed with both and grateful for the collegial manner in which the FDA is engaging with us. The FDA has conducted a mid-cycle review a couple of weeks ago, and we've had a conference call on that. There were some questions that came out of that process. There are questions that have been posed to us throughout. That's not unusual. We're just working through them systematically. We've got a rather large submission going in today, some 70 pages as a supplement.
And James, how important is access to the U.S. market for Cyclopharm?
Well, Rachel, it's extremely important. Half the world's nuclear medicine departments are in the U.S. We're in the other half. We've got coverage in 60 countries around the world. We're first in class in all of those countries in which Technogas is available. We expect that same success in the U.S. when we launch there. And in fact, it's become even more somewhat of an imperative to launch in the U.S. The competitive products that are available in the U.S. In comparison, ours is been deemed to be, from an operational and a safety point of view, better in this COVID-19 pandemic environment. We're safer from an administration point of view and potential exposure point of view from the operators and the equipment that is used to image these patients. So there is a pent-up demand, not only for our technology, but an imperative because of what's happening globally.
And to the last question now, James, is there anything else you'd like to add?
I guess, Rachel, just to wrap things up, you know, we're very, very proud of the milestones that we're reaching, not only, you know, for the company, but most importantly, our shareholders. We're coming to a very important juncture in the company's history. We've had, you know, over three decades of clinical use with our products. It's best in class throughout the world. We've had as I said, 60 countries in use, hundreds and hundreds of clinical papers in support of our product. We're referenced in numerous international guidelines as the agent of choice. We're just very excited about bringing this technology to the United States. Where we are right now is we're taking that next step in working on our ground game. In the U.S. now that things are getting closer and closer. So we'll be looking forward to updating our shareholders as we tick off some more milestones and get closer to that launch date in the United States.
And we'll very much look forward to that. James McBrayer, thanks so much for the update and congratulations on the milestone.
Thanks, Rachel.